This is one of the important reasons that it's necessary to look at the history of excavation, to see biases of earlier generations, and to be on watch for those that we ourselves necessarily have. This is usually easier to discover in generations that first explored a particular culture. So we saw very clearly that the early explorers were interested in basically finding objects that could illustrate texts written by other cultures, either biblical or Greek. What image of a royal Assyrian king would most fit in this description in the Old Testament? Sometimes it's not just biases, but just a change, a cultural and academic change. So we saw in the next generation of history of archaeology in Mesopotamia that big excavations would be focused on a single site. And this seems to make sense to us as we think about it. Go to a place where you know there's a lot of archaeological evidence. Keep digging down to see how a particular culture or particular city changed over the course of time. This gives us a lot of detailed information, but doesn't really allow archaeologists to get a broader concept of the culture at large, because it is so time-consuming to excavate a site scientifically. As quickly as you can excavate, you have to continue to dig down even further, and it doesn't give you a lot of time to really compare to other sites. The change in excavation methods from digging at one particular site to surface survey was prompted by the goal to spur comparisons and to ask larger global questions about Mesopotamian culture. This seems to be a topic that would be very interesting to archaeologists and would answer a lot of questions, but in fact, as always, there is a trade-off. And what is lost when it comes to surface survey? Well, we saw that in excavation, you lose the comparison between sites. In surface survey, you get a lot of comparison, but you don't get the rich detail that you can derive from spending a decade at a site, for example. You don't get to know the culture of that particular settlement in intimate detail as you do when you excavate. So there's always a trade-off. One of the benefits of surface survey is that it leaves the site relatively intact for future research, perhaps when even more new developments in archaeology occur. Now, given the current situation in Iraq, what is the state of future research? Well, we've seen what happens to sites when they are not protected. The site of Nippur, which is sponsored, which was the focus of research by the Oriental Institute of the University of Chicago, is currently being looted quite heavily. And the artifacts that were stored in the site, it's unclear what is happening to them. They may well have disappeared. So future research is essentially on hold. And perhaps archaeologists now are spending most of their time looking at older excavations, re-examining the material from these excavations, and asking new questions about this old material now that they have more evidence with which to compare it. Next time, we will look at what archaeologists find in both excavation and in surface survey, and we will consider the different ways that they interpret this material. Just as excavation techniques change, the ways of interpreting what survives from the past change drastically from generation to generation.